Welcome to the Sockdolager Wellness Podcast. This is a place where we discuss health and how to be a healthier human, whether that's physically, mentally, spiritually, or more. So if you want to be a healthier individual, buckle up and hang on, you're in for a ride. Hey, you guys, glad to be back. And today I wanted to touch on a couple topics. That I think is going to be kind of persistent over the course of the next decade for sure. And that really is what is the future of health, right? So what are we looking at when we take a look at society, where we're at now, and, you know, after all of the changes with COVID and everything that's happened, where are we going to be, let's say, a decade from here, 20 years down the line, 50 years down the line? What's going to resonate as far as what is important and what's going to slip by the wayside? And, you know, I've got a couple ideas for myself, but I'd also be curious just to kind of see what you guys think and what you think is important to health in general. But the big three that I think are going to happen is mental health is going to play a huge, huge role. Exercise is going to even come more full swing than it already has. And I think we're going to see nutrition become even more important. And I think that in light of COVID and when people see what comorbidities do and how they reduce the body's ability to fight viruses and everything else in that capacity, I think you're going to start to see this rebirth, maybe is a better term, of the holistic wellness, and that the person is responsible for their health. It's not a pill. It's not a doctor cutting something out. It's literally taking this whole lifespan and taking care of your body start to finish. And so when we look at mental health, I think people in the pandemic have struggled with this even more, but we realize that if we don't have our mental capacity around us, and if we don't have our ability to think clearly, whether we're depressed or whether we're anxious or something else, we don't have good quality of life. And I think there are massive opportunities from a business standpoint, but also just from a personal standpoint, from meditation to breathing to yoga to these activities, you know, even cold plunges, I guess, things like that, that force you to start reconciling your own mental battles, to look inward and, you know, focus on gratitude and focus on happiness and focus on your breathing and all these things that, you know, generations before us, you know, ancient cultures and civilizations really nailed on the head as far as the daily practice of mental health that we've lost in the hustle and bustle of like modern society. So I think you'll start to see, you know, apps that are, you know, you've already got Headspace and a bunch of other ones already coming up, but things that direct mental health in a natural way become even more relevant, whether that's a supplement, whether that's sleep protocols, whether that's a breathing protocols. I think you're going to see it kind of all the way around the board. And the same with exercise. I think you're going to start seeing folks realize the importance of the spectrum of exercise through the lifespan. It's not just walking. It's staying flexible. It's getting your heart rate up, and it's lifting heavier things to challenge your body in new and novel approaches, whether that's maybe you do yoga once a week to change the way your body moves. Is that something like you do deadlifts, you carry, maybe you're a CrossFitter. You're going to see people start to get back into it. And again, in ancient times, you started to see these ancient cultures practice daily movement. That yoga is a great one, right? It's designed to do something every day, and it's designed to introduce new movement and new loads to your body that you wouldn't get in your normal day-to-day activities. The gym is no different. It's just a different way of going after it. And I think with diet the way it is, the way production of food is going, you're going to start seeing the importance of loading and the importance of muscle challenge become more and more paramount. As we start to age, we want our bodies to stay healthy. And when we're healthy, when our hearts are good, when we're strong, it's much harder for a virus to take hold because all of our other systems are operating at a much higher efficiency. And then diet, you know, all these things kind of go hand in hand. But I think you're going to start to see a huge emphasis on diet and overall nutrition, natural foods, whole foods, avoid the processed foods. You're still going to see all of that because they're delicious and there's times for all of that, but you're going to see the new doctor start prescribing foods and diets before they start to prescribe pills. They're going to start to provide supplements and advice on how to condition your body and your eating for better health, not just say, hey, take this pill to lower your blood pressure. No, you need to cut out your red meat consumption as much. You need to increase your vegetables. And that is really where you're going to see, I think, a lot of people do much better in terms of the future of health. I think people have seen it over and over again. They know that we're a morbidly obese country, but we're going to start to find out that the people who've been eating right and they've been treating their bodies well and they've been giving it good fuel are now going to be healthier. And they're going to start to see, hey, lower healthcare costs because they're not going to the doctor as much. And with healthcare becoming more and more and more out of pocket, people are going to bounce away from these plans and say, hey, you know, you have to do X, Y, and Z. And they're just going to be like, you know, I'll pay out of pocket because I know I'm putting good things into my body. And I'm just going to get this, you know, catastrophic plan that should I have to be hospitalized, should I go to the hospital for like car accident, God forbid, or something like that, I'll be covered. But for the day-to-day stuff, I'm going to go out of pocket because I know I'm going to put my value in there and I've done my best to keep my body in check as well. And so that's ultimately why we here at Sock Dollager Wellness focus on the breathing aspect and the mental health side, but also why we developed our supplement line is because moving forward, I think natural ingredients put into your body and a balanced diet as well as reasonable exercise and good mental health practices are going to take you further and further down the line than you ever might think possible. So if you're interested and don't know much about us, you can check us out. I'm going to include everything in the description. You can check out our supplements. As we get into it, we're going to be modifying and building all those as well, but you're more than welcome to check them out and order some if you want to. If you have questions, hit us up in the messages below. And I guess if you're hearing this on audio, check us out on the podcast. I am at Sock Dollager Wellness on all platforms. So connect with us there, follow us, subscribe to us. And I look forward to connecting here in the near future. Thanks for your time. And remember, follow us on Instagram at Sock Dollager Wellness and hit that subscribe button. And if you have time, would you mind leaving us a rating and review that helps us get found? As you may know, if you're an avid podcast listener, that just helps us get out there even more. So until next time, stay healthy out there.